You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about past romantic relationships. Do you have a past romantic relationship that still haunts you today? If you do, it's time to understand why it still haunts you and what you can begin to do about it. I find it interesting that there's that one relationship. That one relationship in most of our lives, and it wasn't perfect. It was really far from perfect. But we still think about it. We still think about that person. And I think to some degree, we wonder what if. And tonight I want to talk about why it haunts us in the first place. Discuss the relationship in its state of mind, but also different perspectives, how to overcome the situation, and how to figure out why we are still reflecting on a relationship that wasn't perfect to begin with. So first off, let's talk about why this particular relationship has a tendency of haunting us to the day. I think the first reason is that there was definitely some chemistry. There was definitely some chemistry between the two of you, between you and the other person. And I find that a lot of times when there's a lot of chemistry, when there's a lot of chemistry as far as physical chemistry is concerned in this situation, it's more than likely that both people were almost totally different types of people. And they come together, and in this coming together, they have this extreme physical chemistry. And it can be somewhat volatile. And I do find that in these situations, the sex is extremely good. And I find that we reminisce about these relationships because we remember the physical component. I find that some of you might say, no, that's not true. And some of you, it might have been more of the conversation, more of the relationship. And y'all were probably a lot more alike than different. However, if we focus really on the physical chemistry at this exact time in our conversation tonight, I find that physical chemistry, to some degree, is sometimes difficult to find. And I find that when you find that component, a lot of times, unfortunately, the rest of the relationship doesn't really hold water. And I know that's an interesting scenario because you see TV and you see the movies and you see all these films where people are married and they have the best marriage and the like good-looking couple and they get along and they work together and they take care of the kids and they still make time for this amazing sex and everybody's just like, my God. But I begin tonight to ask you to really think about things that are presented to us and realize how some of it has no truth whatsoever. Some of it's been augmented. Augmented because of reality is not always what we want to see. But I think also if we take it to the next level, a lot of us assume what we see is completely and utter reality, the normalcy. And that we should be able to have everything. And I'm not saying that you can't, and I'm not saying that you're going to have to settle, but I am making the point that I feel that a lot of times we assume that if a relationship doesn't have every single component, that it's no good. And I have to say that in order to have every single component, every single thing has to be perfect. And I just don't see many of those relationships today. I'd have to even step a step further into this conversation and say that a lot of times when the sex is really good in a relationship, a lot of times that's all we really have. And we make it such a big deal because it's the only time that we can actually come together in some sort of agreement and connection. And because of that connection that we have, and being a physical connection, We play that up because it's the only side that we have. And I find that oftentimes, when we look back to the past, and if a past relationship is haunting us, that can be part of it. Maybe we haven't found that physical connection in another relationship yet. And we kind of see that physical relationship and that physical connection as being the heart and soul of the relationship, and we're not really cognizant of what we really need in a growing relationship to grow and to thrive. And sometimes we have to change our definitions, and sometimes we have to see things from a different perspective to understand what really turns us on, the things that matter to us, the things that we value, but better yet, how to really incorporate things and make changes so that we are happy in the relationship we're in. I feel that a lot of times when you leave a relationship and you begin dating around, and as you begin dating around and playing the field, as some of you might say, you meet various people and you go out with many people and you go out on many dates, and one of two things happens. First off, you might feel as though you had been hypercritical to your previous lover. You might have been hypercritical of him or her. And maybe you wish you could try again. And I think that's interesting because it's not until we really start dating around that we realize sometimes that we were extra critical on that previous person. And we kind of worry because we're like, man, I can't believe that I let that person go. And as I've been dating around, nobody's been measuring up to that person at all. And I was really, really mean, or I was cruel to that person, and I don't know what to do. And I think that oftentimes we really aren't aware of what we have until it's gone. I mean, we see that constantly. That seems to be a constant human theme throughout our life in every single area of our life. And the reason for that is it's a human condition to not really step back and view our life from a certain position. It's hard for us to really kind of step back because that takes us to have a different perspective. It takes us to get deep. It takes us to really look through the heart space and to understand our situation. But it also is a part of not taking things for granted. Because we as humans have a tendency of taking things for granted until it's gone. And I'll give you a good example. I know that a lot of you might be doing this, or a lot of you actually know somebody, have a relative, a friend. Maybe somebody that you're dating right now, or somebody you're married to, that does this often. You know, I always think it's interesting when you see people, like, even if it's not a lover, maybe it's two friends hanging out. And it's interesting how people will take that hangout time kind of for granted. And it's not until that person is about to leave, go home, fly back home, whatever, that the other person realizes they're leaving in 10 minutes and they begin to get very emotional. And a lot of times this is because we really don't cherish what we have until it's gone. And the only way we can really begin to do that is to begin by cherishing ourselves before we're gone, but understanding when we kind of go into autopilot. And a lot of times we live our life in this autopilot thing. Like, somebody could come over to your house and you barely even realize they're there. By the time it's time to go, y'all haven't really conversated about anything. And then you're like, man, I can't believe I haven't seen her in so long. I feel like we could have really caught up, but you were too busy doing XYZ. And I think that happens in relationships too, past romantic relationships, is we look back and we realize that maybe, just maybe, we took that other person for granted. But on top of that, we didn't just take them for granted. We were also hypercritical of the things that they did that we didn't like that much. Hypercritical of the things that they did that we did not like that much. And from then on out, we start to wonder, and especially as we begin to date other people, we kind of have like this two-sided argument. One is either we are hypercritical, or because we don't seem to be able to find anybody that we truly desire, we're willing to settle because of security, because of needs, because some of us just don't want to be single anymore. So it's like you have to sit there and look at that past relationship and say, is it because do I get haunted by that past relationship because I was hypercritical of that person and I feel bad about my actions or my attitude or my emotional kind of beatdown of that person? Or on the other side, is it because of your desire for security, maybe some needs being met? Or maybe for some of you out there, you just don't want to be single anymore. And I understand that. I see that often in my practice where people just don't want to deal with it anymore. They just don't want to date anymore. They don't want to be single anymore. And they start fixating on a past relationship and wondering, can that relationship work? Should I try it again? Can I reach out to them and just see if we can meet up? I mean, all these questions start going through your mind. But in the beginning, we have to look at it from a perspective that we have to separate everything. You've got to separate all the past and all the things and all your emotions and all your needs. You got to separate all that from that person and see them as one person, one individual, and decide then if it's time to try and reconnect. Stay tuned. We return. We're talking about, you know, divorces, about mistakes being made, but also, is there really a time to reach back out to your ex and see if you can rekindle the fire? Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time. It'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about past romantic relationships. And what about that one past relationship that still haunts you today? What about that one romantic relationship that still haunts you today? It's time right now tonight to understand why it still haunts you and what you can begin to do about it. You know, because I know a lot of you out there, like, I don't know why it still haunts me. It wasn't a perfect relationship. We fought a lot. We didn't know if I didn't really have that much in common. We were totally different people. I mean, and some of you might argue that and say, no, actually, we did have a lot in common, but there were certain things that just didn't work. Maybe for some of us, the sex was really great, but the communication wasn't there. Maybe for some of us, the communication was really great, but the sex wasn't there. Something was missing. You know, also, as we grow older, as we get wiser, we begin to realize things that we maybe should have done differently. We begin to realize things we maybe should have done differently. And what I mean by that is sometimes we might have been very hard on, very difficult on, very hypercritical on that other person. And I think for some of us, we wish we could try it again. After you go out into the dating pool and you begin to date, you start to realize a lot of times what you did. But better yet, you kind of start realizing maybe how hard you were on that other person because you thought there's got to be better. There's got to be better. This can't just be all there is. There's got to be somebody that's way better than this. And it's interesting because we often aren't aware of what we have until it's gone. And I know we hear that all the time, but it's true. We have like this human condition that we have to basically run from. We've got to see why we do it, why we take things for granted, peel back that layer, you know, get out of that taking for granted kind of flowing and cycle concept and move on with our life. And until we do that, we're not going to be able to realize what we have until it's gone. We might look back at some of these relationships with, you know, hopefulness that maybe it might come back around. But we also get worried that we might not ever meet somebody. We worry that we might have had the best relationship of our life and we ruined it or we let it fall out of our fingertips. And I think that that's interesting because a lot of us are dealing with this exact situation right now. And some of you have been dealing with this for years because you worry, did you let the best relationship of your life just literally go away? And I think that we have to look at things from different sides because sometimes we look toward the past relationships for two reasons. One, because we feel bad about the way that we treated the other person. We feel bad for our actions and we feel responsible. All we want to do is apologize or talk it out or explain the situation or say, you know, hey, I was really young then. Maybe I didn't really get what was all going on, but hey, I apologize for my actions. Or on the flip side, sometimes we look back at those old relationships with great nostalgia because we're either willing to settle or a lot of times it's because of security. It's because of our needs. And some of us just don't want to be single anymore. Some of us would much rather be able to go home and have somebody at the house that's going to cook dinner, that's going to be there for them. And that's what matters the most. And so I think sometimes we look at it, and in the beginning, we were going for the whole package. Every single thing had to be checked off. You know, career, education, looks, sex, communication, conversation. And I think we have to sit back and look at what the reality of the situation truly is. Okay? And some of us are unable to because we do watch a lot of TV, we watch a lot of movies that keeps it basically telling us over and over again that we can have absolutely everything. And I just don't think, honestly, that you can ever have everything. I think that in some relationships, the sex might be really, really good because you aren't able to communicate. And so you put a lot into the sex because that's the only time you really have where you are connected. I think there's some relationships where the communication and the conversation and the depth is so there that you got to begin to work on the physical component to get to work that in. But it's never going to be as fireworky and as explosive as the relationship where you had the best sex, but you couldn't even talk to each other. You see what I'm saying? I know it's hard to think about, but I do agree that something usually is going to fall by the wayside or something's not going to be at that level. And you can't compare the best sex to the current relationship. You can't compare the best conversation to the current relationship because something's got to give. And you have to see that past relationship, that past person in the relationship that continues to haunt you. You've got to see them separate from everything else. Just them as a person, not what they bring to the table, not the financial ability they have, not the brains they have, not the body they have. You have to just look at it just for them and sit there and say, if it was just them and everything changed tomorrow, and there was no financial stability, or I didn't know if, you know, the sex was going to last or whatever, would I want to be with them? And I think we have to look at it this way because otherwise we end up coloring our perspective with past thoughts, with being fearful of if we'll ever find someone, and wonder what's going to happen next. And I see this happen a lot when couples get divorced because they aren't happy in the relationship. I have couples that come in and they get divorced and they're not happy. They've been married for 10, 12 years, maybe less, maybe more. And in the beginning, they begin to date around and they feel like they have some sort of freedom. They're like, man, I have been looking for this for a long time. I mean, some of you got married at a very early age and weren't able to go out and date and do anything. So you always kind of wondered if you missed out on something. And that's human nature too, to wonder, am I missing out on something right now? And it's interesting how one third of my clients, at least about one third, after about a year or 2 years of being divorced, they begin to wonder if they made the biggest mistake of their life. And the reason why they begin to wonder this is that, you know, they thought for a long time that the problems in their relationships were so big that it couldn't be repaired. They felt as though there's got to be a better relationship out there that's more compatible with me. They also believe because of TV and movies and everybody wanting this romantic, amazing romantic situation where you got everything, the whole package, you begin to wonder if the grass is definitely greener on the other side. And it's interesting because usually the grass is not greener. Basically, it's never greener. And I think for some of you out there that have looked around, in the beginning, the presentation of a new person seems like they have everything going. But once you start pulling back the layers and getting to know who they truly are, you start to wonder if you've made a mistake because you realized that what you did have wasn't that bad. Maybe not only not bad, it was really worth holding on to. And now you find yourself in a situation. And so let's talk about that because you didn't have to be married to this person and divorced and years later figure out that you might want to get back with that person. In reality, you could have been dating them for several years. You broke up. You went around and started dating, and you haven't met anybody better. So what do you do? Because I know a lot of you are scared or fearful or unknowing of what to do next. And I ask you to begin to follow through with certain things because I believe that what I'm going to tell you right now can change your life. If I was in your shoes right now, and I realized that maybe the best thing in my life I was hypercritical about or I threw away, and now I want it back, or at least I want to know what I lost, and I want to kind of, look at it from a different perspective, I would begin by seeing where they are right now. Determine where they are right now. Because first off, you know, even if you love somebody and you're wondering maybe you made the biggest mistake of your life, if they're already married or they're in a relationship and they're happy, you know, you've got to move on. You've got to move on. But if that's not the case, you need to know where they stand and what you can do. You owe it to yourself. Life is this lifetime that we have. And if you think that your best happiness was with this person, you owe it to yourself to find out where they are mentally, emotionally, physically, right now. And, you know, I mean, it's very important. I mean, if you left the relationship in a very bad way, you're going to have to sit there and figure out how to architect a way in, how to figure out how to come back in. And that might not work. That might not work. But for most of us who kind of moved on our own way and we did it in such a way that it wasn't mean, it was the right thing to do at the time, or at least it's acceptable, it's time to see where that other person is. When we return, I'll be talking about more about what you can do right now if you feel like that relationship that's haunting you is the best relationship you can ever have. As well as later on, we're going to discuss what happens if they've already moved on. What you can do right now to change your life. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Do you have a past relationship, a past romantic relationship, that still haunts you? If you do, it's time to understand why it haunts you and what you can do about it tonight. You know, right before the break, I was talking about the concept of, for some people, when they get divorced and years later they realize or they think that they might have been too hypercritical, or that relationship might have been the best relationship of their life, or they begin to realize that they thought things were a little different. Maybe they thought the grass was greener, and they've realized now that it sure the hell isn't. And I think it happens for a lot of us, especially when we get into relationships at an early age, get married at an early age, get into a relationship at an early age, we assume that there's got to be better out there. This can't be the best. And so when you get into a situation and you feel as though you've made a mistake, a genuine mistake, it's time for you to begin to try to find out what your options are. And I think this is critical in life, and I think this is critical when it deals with almost anything. Almost anything this can fit into. And so think about it. The first thing you want to do is see where that other person is in their life. And the reason why you need to see where they are is that you can sit there and love somebody else, your past relationship, forever. But if they're not in the position to love you back or to be in a relationship, you've got to figure out how to move on. So if you left the relationship in a decent way, okay, some people didn't. Some people, I don't know if you can get back in without getting on your hands and knees and begging for forgiveness. I don't know. But some of you left in an amicable situation where it wasn't so bad. And I think for you, I think you can send an email or pick up the phone or make a call. And I definitely wouldn't do it over the phone. I would have to have the guts to meet up. And I'd want to see where the other person is. And some of you aren't going to get that far because that person doesn't want to see you. Or they're going to let things get in the way of you meeting. And that's something else. You know, honestly, some people get really hurt. And sadly enough, they can't put it behind them. And it's not until people really realize love and understand who they are, can they let those things go. Some people will already be in another relationship and will not agree to meet you, but some people will. So you got to see where they are. Where are they in their relationship? Are they dating somebody? Are they in a, you know, straight up OG relationship? Are they married? Are they getting married? Are they single? Are they having children? Are they not having children? And you got to talk with them. And you got to talk with them because either way, no matter what happens in this situation, you've got to have this closure anyway. Okay? One way or another, you've got to talk with the other person and you've got to understand where these feelings come from. And it's interesting because what I think is really neat about life is that if you're willing to step up to the plate and talk to somebody about your true feelings in an honest and thoughtful manner, people are willing to be a part of it. They're not only willing to be a part of it, they're willing to get to understand you better. And I think it's interesting too when I have worked with clients to initiate this first meeting years later or months later or whatever. One of the things that I always suggest is that sometimes you might not get the relationship back, but you could get a friendship out of it. And some relationships were not meant to be love, romantic relationships. Some were meant to be friendships. And just the ability to have that person in your life and vice versa adds that component to your life where you can move on. Now, some of you, on the other hand, will actually make this connection and you might actually rekindle this relationship. But you can't do any of this without communicating with the other person. Now, in the situation where you were unable to reach out and communicate with them because of extenuating circumstances, you know, maybe they have passed on. Maybe they are not accepting your calls or not communicating with you at all. And there's basically an iron wall that's come down. In those situations, you've got to go within yourself and have this conversation. In all situations, you got to do this. But more so in this situation because you don't have help from someone else for closure or for opening or for communication. And you've got to realize, why does this relationship haunt you? And I think a lot of times we have to begin by forgiving ourselves. Because we have to forgive ourselves and realize that when we were younger or whatever age we were doing this, we didn't know. And maybe we were hypercritical and maybe we were mean. And there's a time to accept the fact and to move on. So if you are able to reach out to them, you want to see where they are. You want to talk with them. And remember, there's two sides. Because that person, if they do accept you back and they're not in a relationship, they might be scared that you will leave again. And you have to ask yourself, are you settling because you don't want to be single anymore? Think about it. Because sometimes we see past relationships as this bastion of hope and understanding, when in reality, it's just the fact that you don't want to be single. You don't want to date anybody. You don't want to deal with this type of situation. You want to move on. And so you see that relationship as being perfect when in reality, it's not. So let's say that you meet up with them or you don't meet up with them, but you know that they're not going to meet up with you, or they let you know that they've already moved on. What happens when you find out that they've already moved on? Either emotionally or physically and emotionally. And let's talk about that right now. That's where we are right now, that they've moved on. And you've surmised the situation, and you've met with them or you've talked to them, and they're either happy, they moved on, they're married, they got kids on the way. Maybe they're gay now. Maybe they're gay. Okay? They're not even playing on the same field with you anymore, okay? Maybe they've joined the priesthood. Okay? All of these are real viable options, by the way. And we're not going to sit there and go and question why they joined the priesthood or why they went gay. We're not going to talk about that. But what we're going to talk about is the fact that they are not interested in getting back with you. So what do we do now? What do we do when the person is not interested in getting back with you, or you know that that relationship was not perfect? You know that that relationship is really not what you want. So why does this relationship still haunt you? Why? And I think that this is the most important crux of tonight's show, because when we begin to understand this, we begin to understand a lot of why we do what we do in our life. I think the first reason why, if the person doesn't want to be with you, or they've moved on, or they're gay now, or they're in the priesthood, the first reason why that relationship still haunts us so is that we don't know if we'll ever meet the right person. So there's more than just the relationship there. There's more than just that past. There's more than just that chemistry or that communication. There's more than that. It's wondering if we'll ever meet the right person in our entire life. Will that right person come to us? Will we meet them? Will it come full circle? Will all this come to pass? Or will we be lonely and unsuccessful in our relationships for the rest of our life? We get worried that we might have screwed up the best thing we'll ever have. And I know that a lot of you out there feel this way, because you wonder, have I screwed up the best thing I'll ever have? Was that my soulmate? Was that what I was supposed to take, and I threw it away, and I took it for granted, and I was hypercritical? Was that what it was? Or was I just wanting too much? Was I just wanting so much that I didn't see what I already have? And that can be painful. However, I think that a lot of this, especially if you cannot get back with that person and they have moved on and there is no way of getting back with them and they do not feel the same way, you've got to analyze that part of this haunting is that you think that you'll never meet the right person and you're worried that you screwed up the best thing in your life. And I think that a lot of times too, we're worried and we wonder if we'll ever meet someone that makes us feel that way again. We're worried that if we'll ever meet that person that makes our heart skip a beat. We wonder if we'll ever be in love like that again. And I think it's interesting because I think the reasons why we kind of go through this process and the haunting of a past relationship and the pain that we struggle through when it comes to this is that for some of us, and for most of us, it's easier to live in the past. It's easier to live in the past, to see the past, and to live through that past than pushing through our pain and identifying from where it comes. Because I think it's easier for us to blame things that we've done in our past and directly relate that to the problems in our current life instead of identifying with what's really truly going on. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Also listen to Live Your True Life Perspectives on iTunes Podcasting. iTunes Podcast has an awesome way of being able to listen at any time, anywhere, in your car, on your phone. Also, check me out on Spreaker. Live Your True Life Perspectives on Spreaker. And we're coming to other options as well. Stay tuned. Check out AshleyBurgessNetwork.com and stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about that relationship, that past romantic relationship that haunts you till the day. The one that you wonder if you missed the best thing in your life, that you might have thrown away the best thing that you could have had in your life. And right before the break, I was talking about what happens if you reach out to the other person and you find out that they've moved on. That they've moved on, they're not interested in getting back with you, maybe they're married, maybe they're gay, maybe they're in a priesthood, maybe whatever. But you realize that you can't get it back. So now you know you got to move forward. And I think a lot of times we're worried about if we'll ever meet the right person, we're worried if we screwed up the best thing in our life. We wonder if we'll ever meet somebody that makes us feel that way again, that has our heart beating, that skips a beat. And I think a lot of times it's easier for us to live in the past than pushing through our pain and identifying from where the pain comes. Because I presuppose the fact that the relationship with that person was good. But I do not think that we only have but one soulmate. I believe that we can find love with very, very many people. I believe that we can find love and compassion with everybody. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to go around having sex with everybody, you know what I mean? I mean, some people would have to disagree with me on that, but I think that you can have love with everybody, and I think that you can find romantic relationships with various people. And I think that when we do things that we wish we hadn't done in our previous relationships, we're able to capitalize on that and learn from it and move on and stop taking things for granted. But I think that we live in the past a lot of times because the pain is really not the pain of losing out on that relationship. It's the pain of not understanding ourselves. Because I think it begins with making peace with ourselves. You're making peace with that other person, but making peace with yourself. And I think that if you were done wrong by the other person, it's nice for somebody to apologize. It's nice for somebody to reach out. If you did them wrong, it's nice to apologize and it's nice to reach out and to explain maybe what you've learned and maybe how you feel. But remember, on both sides of this equation, you might not be able to communicate with that person. And so you have to deal personally and make peace with yourself. And in order to make peace and to forgive yourself, you've got to ask forgiveness of yourself and move on. And you've got to realize why you did what you did, the reasons for making those choices, but you also got to let it go and let peace. And I think it's interesting because I think we've all been on both sides of that equation. We've all been done wrong by somebody else, and we've all done someone else wrong in romantic relationships. And you've got to forgive yourself and you've got to forgive them. And a lot of times we have to just realize the fact that as we grow and we realize more of how to live through the heart space instead of just our minds, we're able to unconditionally love, we're able to forgive, and we're able to understand that everybody grows and moves forward. And some people might not. Some of you might be out there saying, well, my ex never grew up. They never took this in consideration. They always took me for granted. And that's fine. You don't have to be with them. But you've got to get over the past pain to move on with your relationship. And even if you're somebody listening to this show who is in a marriage, who is happy, but has a person in your past that you still have feelings for, and you're married and you're happy, but you still have a past relationship that you can think about, and you still have feelings for that person, why do you still have feelings for them? Because I think you can have feelings for multiple people, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think a lot of times we as humans, and this is a major caveat to think about, we as humans feel as though we can only love one person at a time, and I just don't agree with that. Now, I'm not saying that you can go have sex willy-nilly when you're married and having sex around. I don't think that's necessarily right. But I do think that we can love many people in our lifetime, and I think we can love people throughout our lifetimes, no matter if we're in a relationship with them or not. And I think to sit there and say, ooh, I feel bad about that. Why do you feel bad about that? You spent years with that person, months with that person. You should have feelings for that person. That's normal. Sometimes we have to look within ourselves, though, and find what is it that we love about that person, or what is it that we're missing in our current relationship that that person offered. Because I think a lot of times we go to the past and past relationships because we're missing something in our current relationship or our current life. And we have to remember one important thing is that we create our own life. We create our own life. And if we believe we're never going to meet another good person in our life, we will not meet another good person. If we think that our love boat has sailed, then it has. When we think that our life is only going to go downhill, that's where it's going. We mentally and physically and emotionally, through thought and belief, create our life. What we believe turns into our reality. If we believe that the best relationship we had in our entire life was 5 years ago, then it was. And we can be waiting around to see if something might work out. Maybe we can get them back, but as of tonight, if you follow this perspective and understand this direction and you reach out to them, if they want to try it again, great. Try it again. See if it works. If they're already moved on, it's time for you to forgive yourself, to forgive the situation, and to begin to move on in your own life. Because I've only seen this type of thing happened a few times. And let me give you an example. I had a client that came in about 4 years ago and was in love with a college sweetheart. And they dated for a long time and they ended up breaking up. And both of them ended up getting married to two different people. And both of them had children. And both of them, it was wild. They were not in communication with each other at all. Both of them ended up getting a divorce within about the same year and a half. And one day, my client was on Facebook and found her college sweetheart. And she reached out to him, and he responded, and they ended up meeting up, and yes, they recently got married, and they're totally in love. And this can happen. But the percentage of it happening is low. And the thing is that timing might be helpful, but we don't want to ever pray that something bad happens to someone else's relationship so we can get them back. Because you don't even know what kind of baggage they're going to show back up with. Might be a totally different person than the person that you think you're in love with. But it can happen. But a lot of times, what we create, well, no, not a lot of times, every time, what we think in our life, what we believe, what we put emotion behind, usually becomes our reality. And I know some of you might say, well, you know what? I don't know if I'm ever going to get married. I'm already 45. I'm already 50. Maybe some of you have been divorced. Maybe you haven't. And you're thinking, oh my gosh. I mean, some of you might be in your late 30s. And I know how women get in their late 20s. Am I ever going to get married? But, you know, it's amazing how things do happen. And I have seen so many people get married at 75 plus. There is definitely hope for you. I have seen and I have been to weddings of people that got married at the ages of 75 who are totally in love and totally happy in their marriage. It can happen, and it does happen if you believe that it can happen. If you believe things can happen, they will. So in order to live your true life, hashtag LYTL, you want to begin to learn who you are and what makes you, you. Learn who you are and understand who you are. Begin to look at yourself and realize how honest you are with yourself. Begin to get real honest with yourself, because you know what? Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. The more honest you are with yourself, the more you understand where things are coming from, the more you understand where pain resonates, and the more you begin to realize why you're haunted by a past relationship. The next thing that you want to do in order to live your true life is begin to see and honestly recognize how real your idea of love truly is. How real your idea of love truly is. What is it that you need? What is it that you want? Because I think sometimes we put all kinds of value argumentation on it. We want to have this. We want to have that. We've got to have this. If we don't have that, then this is done. We can't have that. And I think we have to really understand what our idea of love is and what is feasible. Just as important as all that is to realize exactly what you want, what you're looking for, what's feasible, what might not be feasible. And if you have your head in the clouds right now and you're looking for the best case scenario, a lot of times we do that because we're scared of actually settling down. And I ask you to begin to look at those things, because sometimes we think about our past relationship as being perfect because we're scared to settle down, we're scared of meeting somebody, and we haven't done a lot of personal work within ourselves. And it's easy to sit there and say we missed out on the best relationship of our life and just continue to live. But I ask you to begin tonight to see why you feel that way. Because I think when you start peeling back the layers, you'll realize that when we're haunted by that relationship, it actually might be a security blanket for you not to put yourself out there, for you to stay in a certain spot because you want to be safe. And I think once you realize that, you might realize that some of this hauntedness might actually be a part of you that you have to figure out, that you need to see who you truly are. Otherwise, if you've reached out to that other person and they're willing to see you, that's amazing. And even if it's just a friendship or united closure, it's way better than nothing. But I think we have to look at our lives and realize what matters to us. And once we find our own personal self-love, we begin to understand why we choose what we choose. And I think we begin to also realistically have an idea of what we're looking for. Stay tuned. Got great shows for you coming up next. Check me out on Spreaker, on iTunes, in California, on Radio Monterey, all over the country. Check me out on Ashley Burgess Network as well. And check out the website, ashleyburgess.com, and tweet me at Ashley Burgess, hashtag LYTL, and let me know how you feel about this show. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back this time, you got it, in three shakes.